This is J.R. Johnson from Man to Man Offense. Today we want to think about the topic, Just Say I'm Sorry. Take a good look at the world today. We'll find several key things. We see families trying to live through layers of guilt, shame, and unforgiveness. We see families trying to hide family secrets and trying to manage the family sin. We easily know them because they are hurt by disease, poverty, illness, addictions, brokenness, prison, and isolation. The perseverance and the strength of those families are somewhere buried beneath the pain that has been a curse on their prosperity. The sad thing about this is, all it really took to turn the family around was someone in the beginning to say, I'm sorry. We've seen it in the church. We've seen it in many other circles. Someone hurting because no one said, I'm sorry. How many children could have been healed if daddy had said, I'm sorry? How many lives could have been repaired if someone had just said, I'm sorry? The words I'm sorry have two key purposes. That's restoration and repentance. I'm sorry takes the pressure and the pain off the one who has been hurt. I'm sorry brings character, accountability, and humility to the one at fault. That's when families begin to heal. Anger, denial, and pointing the finger don't work when all someone has to do is just say, I'm sorry.